Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another show to prove that conservatism wins, and we win every time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. You here for your upbeat entertainment. You here to understand how good you are, how great you are. In fact, you're not just good, you're great. How you are the salt of the earth, and those other guys on the other side of the aisle are brain-dead morons. You've come to the right place. And here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you this because I want to blow smoke up your kimono. No, I tell you this because it's a fact. You God-fearing, Bible-thumping, pragmatic, business-owning, gun-toting, Judeo-Christian conservatives are kicking buttocks. And I'm glad to be a part of it. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Your mere existence proves that Democrats are losing. Because they've been trying to get rid of us for decades. Oh, I do admit there are a few times they try to kill us. And if they could mass kill us, I'm going to tell you right now, don't think I'm just stretching this for fun. They would do it. If they could kill us in mass, they would do it in an instance. We wouldn't do it to them. I would never consider getting rid of them because we disagree. I'll get it out. We disagree ideologically. I would never do that. I like the contrarian view. It keeps you sharp. There is no contrarian view. So see, on their side, so what they try to do is they try to make you conform. They want you to conform to what they say. Oh, we're so open and we really want everybody to do blah, blah, blah. They don't want any. They want one point of view. They claim we're tolerant. We want to hear what everybody has to say. And they do the finger snaps or whatever. They don't want to hear what you have to say unless you're saying what they tell you to say. Think of when you speak, think of that mask they make you wear. They scare you into it. Let me tell you, the biggest fear of a leftist is to be found out. What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network? The biggest fear is to be found out, that they don't really believe the crap they spew. Two-faced devils is what they are. Diablos. Two-faced. So that's a double meaning in Greek. Deceiver and evil. We keep multiplying, folks. People that think like us. You don't think they're around. Let me tell you something. You guys know me. I'm vocal. I was somewhere, I don't even know where. People were talking blah, blah, blah. We bring up a conversation. I say this. I go, I'm an avid, conservative, pragmatic, pro-capitalism, pro-military, pro-cop, Trump-supporting Republican. And then, you know, it's funny, the people around me, we are too. I can tell you this. I was playing golf with a family, a man and his wife and his daughter. His daughter was a college golfer, good golfer. And we're cruising along, and you can tell they're tippy-toeing. They're tippy-toeing on subjects. And I made the comment, I said, oh, these crazy people that, you know, don't want to work for a living and all this, and you could see the dad kind of perk up. And I don't care one way or the other. I wasn't trying to impress them. And I said, well, look, I'll just tell you right now. You know, I was a former Fox. I didn't mention the Fox thing at first, but I said, I'm a staunch conservative, blah, blah, blah. And then the wife goes, I knew there was something we liked about you, like that, because I joined their threesome. And anyway, as we went along, I said I was a Fox News contributor. And the guy goes, I watch Fox all the time. I go, well, then you probably saw me. And then he told me when he started watching. And I said, well, maybe you did. And then they pulled me up. The daughter pulls me up on her phone because that's what kids do. And they go, oh, my gosh. You know. Then all of a sudden they were like, we're playing golf with a celebrity. No, you're not. You're playing golf with a dude who got fired for being truthful about the Kavanaugh accusers. You know, those lying skanks. But the point is, they were afraid to speak. They didn't want to say anything. Black man on deck. He could be a liberal. He could be a leftist. No, he's not. And many of us are not. Don't believe it. Don't think when you see a brother out there that he's voting for Biden. You ain't black. So we are multiplying. I have not spoken to a left. I'm talking about when I go out and espouse my view. You guys know I do it fearlessly. And you know what people around me do? Oh, my gosh, you are so right, Kevin. I agree with you 100%. I haven't had anybody go, well, I disagree. And you don't get the opportunity to, because it's not like I'm dogmatic. Like, if you don't agree with me, I'm going to kick your butt. See, that's what leftists do. We keep multiplying because they keep creating more of us as their brain dead start waking up. They get woke. You want to know the real definition of woke? The real definition of woke is when those clowns wake up and go, holy crap, we've been fed a bunch of manure, doohickey, for decades. And they wake up and they go, you know what? Those guys aren't that bad. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Black folks started waking up, but the LGBTQIA plus, whatever they are, when those people wake up and understand and we don't give a crap about their lifestyle and they suddenly start to embrace conservatism, game over. Forget blacks, wait till gays, because see, gays encompass all. They're the mosaic of America. I'm not saying there's a bunch, you know, like they, woohoo, there's so many of them, you don't know what to do. I'm saying gay has no, there's no monopoly on gay. Every culture has gay, etc. It is what it is. But when they figure out we don't care and they can just go live their lives and not worry, poof, Katie barred the door, as they say. There's nothing, folks, that Joey Demento's administration has done that has helped the leftist cause. Not anything. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these people are joining us every week, every year, and they can't win an election without cheating. They have shocked the suburban white voter, particularly women, with their views on sexuality. They want to teach it to the kids. And as much as they want weird to be mainstream, we conservatives maintain our sensibilities on sex and on race, and we've held firm, and it's crushing them. Leftists continue to push the envelope on offending people, and they are succeeding every day, chasing people away from the Democratic Party that your grandfather knew, and they have become a party of radicals, socialists, anarchists, Marxists, and communists. That's what they are. And critical race theory may be the thing that broke the camel's back, the very straw that did it. And we're going to talk a lot about it today. Glad you guys are with me. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
CRT, critical race theory. We didn't bring it up. Critical theory is how it started. It was started by communists back in the day. Communist academics at Yale and Harvard. And then they added, it was supposed to be for legal theory, where you looked at things and said, wait, this is not right, or, you know, and it's a legitimate argument in law school. You can argue that certain things were happening back in the 60s where the justice was not a scale. It wasn't blind. So you could argue that back then. It's tough to argue it today, unless you argue that it's heavily weighted towards the thug. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about conservatism winning. CRT may be the straw, critical race theory, the straw that broke the camel's back. And I want to discuss it in depth today because I want to discuss it and let you know you are winning. Leftists said it themselves, folks. And you're going to hear it. I'm going to play the clip where they tell you we are winning in this battle. And as you listen to me destroy leftists today, something I do every day just for sport, understand, this is just a metaphor. CRT is a metaphor for every single issue you want to bring up. You want me to talk about the border wall? You want me to talk about illegal immigration in general? You want me to talk about the war on police, crime in black neighborhoods, quote, institutional racism, stolen identity, whatever they call it, cultural identity, whatever. Bring it up in the context of what I'm talking about. I will destroy leftism. I do it every day, 5 days a week. Before I get to that, though, how's that stock market working out for you, huh? The volatility of it. With Joey Demento at the helm, what's your portfolio doing? Is it growing like it was under Trump? Let me ask you this. What's the crime report in your hellhole, your urban indoctrination center, a.k.a. city? Is the crime rate up or is it down? If leftism were traded as a stock, folks, you could get it for pennies. It would be traded over the counter, pink sheets, because it's worthless. And if they didn't have the propaganda engine that they have right now, you wouldn't have a Democrat in office, period. It's a fact. They can't win without cheating. They can't win without manipulation. They don't want to tell you the truth because the truth won't, it will set you free, but it will lock them up. The truth would lock them up. I want you to think about that. The truth will set you free. Not for Democrat. Everything in the Democrats' world, remember, is opposite. It's bizarro world. We search for truth. Why? Because truth is the light. God said, I'm the way, I'm the light. Exactly. You go towards that truth. There's something satisfying about that for you. Why do you think the detectives don't go looking for they look for the lie so they can get to the truth. They're looking for the resolution so everybody can go, ah. Family that's been harmed can get resolution. Leftists are opposite. You can't learn the truth because in learning the truth, you know their real nature. They're evil. And I don't say it because I know I have a mostly conservative audience. If I was talking I've had this conversation with a bunch of leftists, black leftists. I told them, you are liars and you are evil. When you will propagate a lie just because it fits what you want for your agenda, you are evil. People have died, gone to the death chamber. Because somebody decided to be evil and didn't want to tell the truth. That's leftism. Oh, it claims to be, benevolent and friendly and humanitarian. It is nothing but the opposite of it. It is malevolent. It is evil. It will kill you. Leftists will kill you. And they do it every single day in numbers that are shocking. You're not going to hear it explained that way. No, AOC, she's not going to talk about policing and the crime rates and racism of blacks killing other people and stuff like this. She won't cover that because that doesn't fit the narrative. Because they're evil. They don't want to tell you the truth. Look at all these cops out killing black people. Yeah, you mean less than 20 questionable shootings a year? But the thousands of blacks killing other blacks, and that's what you want to talk to me about? It's insanity. But I want to get into that. I want to get into the leftist telling us that we are winning, folks. We are winning in the battle of race. See, because my contention is, and I've been saying this for decades, America is not a racist country. And I'm not buying into your nonsense of, well, Kevin, there's a racist in the country. I don't give a crap. You know, there are people that think you can marry an inanimate object in this country. But I would tell you, marriage is the prevailing thought process for us in terms of relationships. Everything's got the fringe group. I don't care about that. I'm not focusing on it. I don't buy into it. I know when you bring that up, that's just nonsense. I don't bring up nonsense. When I bring up black and black crime, I'm not trying to obfuscate or get away from the idea that the cops occasionally kill black folks. Cops occasionally kill white folks. So do doctors. So what are you talking about? The overwhelming number of police in this country and the interactions they have with blacks, I can tell you, the ones that are getting killed, it's nothing in comparison. And I'm not dismissing anybody's life, but I'm not going to focus on that, particularly when the people complaining are killing each other by the thousands. No, I don't play that game. So anyway, I want to go into this because Don Lemon and AOC were having a discussion. We're going to talk about it for the rest of the program, and you're going to love it. I promise you, it's a great show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And they admit that we're winning. It's rare to get leftists to admit when they're losing. And but when I parse this discussion between AOC and Don Lemon, it will blow your mind. So let's listen to the first clip where Don Lemon says, we're losing.
And we're back now with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, Congresswoman, I want to ask you about this debate that we're seeing over critical race theory. Do you think Republican efforts to redefine it and use it as a scare tactic, do you think it's working?
Okay, well, so Lemon doesn't admit it, but he does by just asking the question, do you think it's working? And I love how he put it. Republican efforts to redefine critical race theory. How so? And then I love this part because he says the Republicans are using it as a scare tactic. The Republicans have done nothing except to say, if you want to teach about one race over another, if you want to demonize the very country that has given opportunity to every race, creed, gender, sexual preference, whatever, in the world, we're not going to let you get away with it. And that, for the left, is redefining it. And now they're scared. But what's going to be more interesting when we come back, because I got to take a break, is AOC's response to this, because she now has to admit we are winning.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting President Biden on the economy. McCarthy adding that economists believe, and even some Democratic economists believe, that inflation will continue as the Biden administration continues to spend.
This is not just Republicans sounding the alarm on inflation. Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary for President Clinton and Chief Economic Advisor for Obama, Biden administration, has been warning since February that Biden's big spending agenda would lead to inflation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he intends to pass two infrastructure bills before the August recess. Schumer saying that he'll stick with it, even if it means late nights and weekends for the senators. The New York Democrats saying without proof that both bills will give a massive boost to the economy. You're listening to USA Radio News. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has grown to 399,000 acres. It's also 38% contained. Higher humidity and reduced winds have helped crews strengthen lines around the fire. Hotter and drier weather this weekend is expected to boost fire activity. Investigators believe the fire was caused by lightning. The number of positive COVID tests continues to increase at the Tokyo Olympics.
As competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The most recent American beach volleyball player, Taylor Crabb, being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And we're back now with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, Congresswoman, I want to ask you about this debate that we're seeing over critical race theory. Do you think Republican efforts to redefine it and use it as a scare tactic, do you think it's working?
Well, I do think it's working because what we have seen is that the Republican base and Republican Party has really pivoted to a strategy of using race and using just the changing demographics of this country. And as we saw on January 6th, using a white supremacist core logic in order to reanimate a very core fear in this country of the other.
Where do you begin with this nonsense? Wow. Republicans are using race and changing demographics. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Let me tell you what I would say to AOC. I would say to her, AOC, I'm curious. Are you as concerned with race and the changing demographics in any country in Africa? Are you concerned with race or the changing demographics or even gender or homosexual LGBT issues in, say, any country in the Middle East? It's funny how they always worried about the browning of America, and they claim that Republicans are obsessed with race. Well, I've asked this question. I'll ask it again. You are a group of conservatives, mostly listening to the program, and a few bonehead leftists that come over to get inspired, and I appreciate you. I'm going to talk about you until you finally make your transition. But until you do, you're just an idiot that's coming over to audit the program, and that's a good thing. But here's what I ask you. Is America racist? Are you racist? How many racists do you hang around? How many racists do you know? I'm talking about people who a black person shows up and says, I don't want to be around no black people. Or Latino or whatever. Because I'm going to make this contention. Even the black folks who criticize white people all the time, they're not technically racist. I know. Hard to believe, right? They whine about black condition, this, that, and the other, but they are not racist. They have white friends. They have white people that they talk. In other words, either they're this, either they're the biggest sellouts and they go around white people and they count out, oh, yes, I'm out of so-and-so, you look. Or they really don't have racism in there. They have a learned behavior of I'm supposed to hate white people because somebody told me to. And they want me to feel that way.
They do. If I don't just have an automatic hatred of white people, I can't. I'm an Uncle Tom. I'm a step and fetch it coon butt Negro who needs to be redirected. But see, they don't either. They don't have it. The difference between me and them is I don't care. I tell people, you're not going to make me hate somebody unless they've done something to me. You aren't going to do it. They are the true step and fetch it, go with the flow, coon butt Negroes who will do whatever it takes to fit in. I have guts. I'm not bragging about it because I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think everybody should have guts. Everybody should be able to say, this is what this is, you know, this is the whatever. This is who I am. But they don't. And the American Negro, the ones that are being on the plantation, they don't have the guts to do what I do. And they're mad about it. They're upset that I would dare go against the grain in search of, here's the magic word, truth. And supporting truth, they're like, oh, yeah, look at you over there. What, standing alone proudly and fearlessly? They hate it because they can never do it. Now, what else did AOC do? She brought up January the 6th. See, that narrative has to be, look at what these people did. They went to D.C. They disrupted the system. They were fighting against equality. What? The people that went to D.C. on January the 6th were protesting the theft of an election. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got nothing to do with LGBT. It's got nothing to do with CRT. How many initials y'all need me to put it? It's got nothing to do with the NCAA or the NAACP or the National NLRB. Or the POC. None of it. It's got nothing to do with anything. It has to do with an election that we all know was stolen. And every time they get the opportunity, they bring it up. Let me ask you this as just as a pragmatic question, okay? What does January 6th have to do with critical race theory potentially being taught in schools? Somebody explain it to me. Connect the dots. Give me the circuitous path that you would get to say, oh, yeah, Kevin, I get it. I get how critical race theory, where somebody wants to demoralize white kids and devalue the black condition and devalue this country, what's that got to do with January the 6th? Why don't you bring up Charlottesville? Why don't you bring up, I don't know, the Watts riots? All of them have the exact same reference to critical race theory. But she says they're using race and all because of the changing demographics. They want you to believe that conservative Americans fear the changing demographics, the browning of America. America has been brown for decades. Nobody cares. White folks do not care. And it's funny how they say it. They make it sound like America is so black and blatantly white. White folks have more interracial people in their families these days than in history, in the history of man. I've asked this question many times. What would Democrats do if white people were gone? Who would be their whipping boys? Here's another question. What would they do if it turned out whites were the minorities in America? Guess what, America? They already are. White folks don't make up the majority of this country. Do you know who's included in whites? Middle Easterners are included in whites. Spaniards are included in whites. There are many people that are included in whites that have nothing to do with white. They're not white. Black folks are 13-point-something% of the population. Hispanics have eclipsed blacks. And I'm just telling you, the pure white person is not even, if they're 30-40% of this country, I mean, that's the max. Go to any major city, white folks are ghosts. They practically don't even exist. They're less than 25%, 30% max in any city. They are outnumbered by blacks and or Latinos 2-1. What are you what browning are we worried about? I'm not white, but I'm saying, is America worried about? Every major city in America is browned or yellowed, if you want to use strict colors. You know the number of Asians? I gave you blacks and Hispanics. There's a tremendous number of Asians in this country. Latinos. I mean, forget the Mexicans. I'm talking Latinos. Or I don't even know now. As I said, I know it's more than blacks, but they say it's going to be the biggest group of people pretty soon in the entire country. Fear? And then she says this, we have a core fear of the other. I love that statement, because here's what it tells you. They don't see us as Americans. They see us in these special interest groups. She says, we have a core fear of the other. The other what? What are you saying? See, she wants you to believe that Republicans are separating this thing out by demographics based on color. They don't like CRT because of the color and all this. And they're rioting in January the 6th. They fought against all of this stuff because of the color. They don't like black folks. They don't like Latinos. They don't like whatever. And it is a core fear of the other. The other what? See, they want you to believe that there's another culture outside of the American culture. There isn't. There's the American culture that's built up of a mosaic of a lot of different cultures. Some cultures you can embrace and others you cannot. And the CRT culture is one we refuse to embrace. You want to know why? It's very simple. Because it's racist. And it has become the straw that's broken the camel's back for obvious reasons. It is racist. See, it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to highlight the black condition, which, by the way, has already been done. You know, okay, blacks were slaves and didn't have civil rights. More history is taught about blacks, but in a negative way, than any other culture outside of, quote, American, a.k.a. white history. And they don't want to acknowledge that. What they've added to it is the oppressive level. They want your kids to feel bad, white kids to feel bad about their birthright. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Is that we come together and have a very strong rebuttal to that core logic, not just in fact-checking Republican claims, but actually confronting the core logic and addressing the core fears that they are trying to really tap into when they try to use terms like critical race theory as a proxy for just saying, talking about race in schools in general.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Parsing what AOC had to say to Don Lemon, a guy whose show is failing miserably. When you got to bring AOC on in hopes of getting ratings, you know you're in bad shape. Well, we're parsing it because AOC has a contention that Republicans have brought up critical race theory. We didn't create it. Critical theory was created by communists in the 1930s. And in the 1970s, they added race to it. It was considered critical legal theory taught in law schools, and rightfully so, because people were being oppressed for different reasons and they wanted to analyze it. But critical, and I'm not even saying that I enjoy talking about critical legal theory, because it's what it means is that you can sort of look at circumstances and determine. In other words, if I kill you, but I don't have a daddy, well, that may give me a reason to kill you. Well, it's got nothing to do with it. But I don't mind discussing it. But now that they've added race to it, and the idea is, let's infantilize blacks, let's demoralize young whites, let's introduce race where race would never play a part. How many of you have seen the video of the two little boys? They run up, they see each other, a white boy and a black boy. They see each other. They're barely able to walk. They're probably 2 years old. And they run and they just run towards each other and embrace. It is such a beautiful video and a beautiful moment. And you know what those little boys are telling the world? These two little American boys, we don't see color. AOC and the CRT crowd, they don't want to admit this. They don't want to tell you this. The average kid growing up, it doesn't matter where they're growing up, left without the influences of leftist whites who introduce race, sexuality, gender issues, etc. into the mix, boys and girls will play together and they won't recognize color, gender, sexuality, or anything. Now, when we come back in the next hour, I'm going to talk to you more about AOC, the neuroscientist, who wants to give you an explanation about how kids are racist pretty much from the beginning. She soft shoes around it. But going back to all of this, in the previous segment we talked about, what the Democrats want people to believe is that we are obsessed with race. So I'm going to ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, how obsessed are you with race? Do you live your day with her? Do you go, you know, I'm not going to go to the grocery store if they continue to let black folks shop there. Or when you're at the grocery store, let's say you're not that harsh, but you're at the grocery store and you see some black folks. Do you think to yourself, that gummit, can't believe they're letting black folks in here. What do you say when you see black folks in your day-to-day life? What do you say? Because let me tell you what I say. Nothing. I don't care whether I see Hispanics, Asians, blacks, whites. When I'm going to turn in my dry cleaning and there's a bar right next door and I see white folks walking in, I don't go, look at that Aryan Nation Club. I just go, huh, I've never eaten there. Maybe I should go in there and get a burger one day. But see, I don't watch sports, so I don't go to sports bars very often. That's how they keep me out. They say, we're a sports bar. And I go, well, I don't watch pretentious young athletes who make millions of dollars and want to criticize the country anymore. So I prefer to stay out. For those that are in there, congratulations. If they want, but I could see the left building up some animosity between us. Oh, Kevin, you don't like to watch sports, huh? You're an anti-sportser. Yeah, I am. But here's my point. Whether I've gone there, or I've gone to my bank, which is right next to it, or I go into the Lowe's, I don't go in with any other agenda than what I'm there to do. I went to Lowe's the other day because I needed a big push broom. I got tired of using the little in-house broom to sweep the stuff off my driveway. I wanted a big push broom. Somebody asked me to, I said, hey, can you tell me where the brooms are? It was a white dude. But it didn't matter to me who I asked to help. I needed somebody to point me to it because I didn't want to waste time looking. That's aisle 22. Okay, thanks. I didn't check his attitude. Oh, man, he didn't really want to talk to me because I'm black. Or he sent me on a wild goose chase. No, he sent me right to the brooms. And I bought myself a black broom. No, it wasn't black. It was yellow. But in my eyes, it was a Negro broom. It had to be. I was buying it. Am I making this ridiculous? Of course I am, because that's what the left does. See, AOC said in that clip we just played, We've got, talking about leftists, we've got to come together to build a strong rebuttal against their core logic. And you know what our core logic is? Our core logic is you should not be teaching racism in our schools. That's our core logic. Kids today are the least racist of any generation of kids. There is nothing that you can say to them. They are so timid on the idea of race, you can't even joke about it. And they're the least racist. And by the way, the two generations leading up to them, because I'm in one of those, I'm a tween, but whatever generation I'm a part of, my generation was very unracist. I mean, we still carried some muscle memory of, you know, well, you better be careful if you're dating that white girl or whatever. But my kids, I tell people this all the time. When I lived in Texas, if you came to my house any day, it was like a UN. There was a Muslim kid, Jewish kid, the fat kid, the skinny kid, the tall black kid, the squat white kid. It was crazy. It was like Fat Albert. I'm not even exaggerating it. Misfits. And I remember asking my oldest son, I was like, how did you assemble this group of misfits? And you know what it was? Y'all will love this story. Some of you who know my history know this. My son ran a protection racket in school. He was a fighter. So what would happen is these kids would get beat up. And he would go to him and say, hey, look, this kid's coming to school beating you up every day for your lunch money, $5 or whatever, because it was a fairly affluent neighborhood. He'd say, for half of that, I'll make sure nobody bothers you. So he ran a protection racket. I didn't learn this until he was like 19 years old. He's like, yeah, Dad, my friend, we were having this discussion. He goes, all my friends are from my protection racket. And I was like, that's how you get all these nerds here. But my son was also, they were very bright kids. So, you know, he protected them and they studied together. But it was hands off of these kids. Now, you can get mad. I loved it. I said, number one, you're an entrepreneur. Number two, and you were giving back. You did a philanthropic humanitarian service to the nerd community. What better to put on your resume? So his mom wasn't too happy that I was that way about it. But I was like, look, he's an entrepreneur. These kids spent half as much money and they had a rich high school experience because my kid decided to protect the nerds. And it got out and he made a lot of money. Went on to go to Wharton and get a full ride to Wharton and magna cum laude graduate. And he's doing well. He's not a well-adjusted kid. He's still got a lot of problems. But love him. Well, you know, even though he's got his issues, but that's what he did. He was protecting these kids. So anyway, going back, she says, a rebuttal to the core logic of us and that we need to be fact-checked. Yeah, let me tell you, fact-check. You want a fact-check? Do you know blacks owned slavery? Some of the largest slave owners in the colonies, in the South, were black families. You don't have to believe me, but I promise you, it's a fact. Google it. Black slave owners. And find out. And in fact, one of the worst black slave owners, according to all slave owners, was a black family, a black dude. He was so ruthless. Because see, the slave owner said, we'll buy slaves from Africa, whatever, and we'll sell those slaves, but we will not get in the breeding of Africans for slavery. And it was a black dude who said, I don't care what y'all say. He bred black folks, slaves, for the purpose of selling them. And it was a thing that was ostracized. He didn't care. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. I'm giving you facts. So you want a fact check? You want a fact check the real institutional racism in this country, AOC? Happy to do it. But she goes on and says this at the end. Addressing core fears when they use terms like critical race theory as a proxy about talking about race in general. Race is one of the most discussed things in academia. Black History Month, MLK Day, Cinco de Mayo, anything that comes up where a cop shoots a black dude, and it's all over academia.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.